about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Deputy Hawk? Margaret Lannerman's on line one. It's the line with the light that's blinking.
Okay, Lucy. Thank you. Margaret, what can I do for you?
My log has a message for you.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
B.I.G.
Now, I can't really say the name for the band, but you can imagine. Think of your chest, and then let's just call them T-Twister. That's the name of the band. T-Twister, but what's on your chest? What do you call that up there?
He is a fan of the outrageous. He loves to surprise. He loves other things as well.
And now,
we hang out like friends. Like the friends from that program, Friends.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday morning, the 31st of May. Hey, co-fifis. How are you?
I saw nothing wrong with that tweet. Perfectly happy with it.
What's going on, you guys? What's happening?
Let me tell you, I'm a really smart guy.
But how?
People who can't spell check drive me crazy.
Don't they, Kevin?
Right.
As
well they should.
Excuse?
Oh, my. Just look at it once.
I mean.
Right? Just give it a once over.
And if you do by accident tweet a misspelling, delete it immediately. Right?
Right. Sure.
I don't know why people aren't more responsible when they sit down at their Twitter machines.
Look.
Yes, Bea.
Why wouldn't you, if you're publishing something, I don't care what it is, if it's a newspaper or if it's a blog or if it's a tweet, whatever it is, don't you, I don't know, look it over?
You would think, yeah. And wouldn't you, if you're in a position such as his, mm-hmm. you have 500-600 people monitoring your every move on the one thing that gets your message out within a second of hitting send?
Yeah, it's a bunch of weird choices being made here.
Sit down.
Wow. Good point.
Well, I don't get it. Anyway, all right, look.
I really literally could be president.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You literally
Let's
could.
Let's make that happen. And I can't believe I'm about to say this. Would be an upgrade.
Yes!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin, as our commander in chief, would be an improvement, and I'm not even lying right now.
That's what I'm saying.
And I never would have said that at any point in history.
But mm-mm. You're saying it now, aren't you?
But I mean, am I wrong, Allie?
You are not
rather,
wrong.
You'd rather have, because at least Kevin knows he doesn't know stuff, and he would go to a meeting going, I better really pay attention here because this could be important.
Yeah.
At least he'd do that.
Yeah. I would listen to the smart people.
Yes.
Right.
Sure. Maybe defer to them.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
I mean, we'd still get plenty of co-fifis. We'd still get that would still be part of our life.
Daily co-fifis.
Now that that's part of the thing,
yeah.
You know, I could do that,
yeah.
Dude.
I could tweet
Kevin
like that.
2020,
right?
That's the campaign right there.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, I was excited about The Rock and Tom Hanks, but now that there's a chance of getting Kevin in there,
I mean,
because that means if we can get an invitation, Allie, that means we can go to the White House. If Kevin's running things,
we can go to your pool.
We'll have to keep an eye on you.
Pool?
I don't know.
The White House?
I don't think so.
I think there's a pool.
Is there a pool there?
You never hear about a pool at the White House.
I think it's indoors. I mean, it's an indoor pool.
Ew. Yeah. Gross.
But you don't hear about the bowling alley.
Bowling
either.
Alley.
And that's there, yeah.
Yeah, but a
it's
pool. Even,
it's named after you. All right, I'd take that right back. I'd like to take that right back right now since we're not on the air yet.
I'd like to rescind my vote.
All right. I had a thing.
Do the thing.
No, I'm not going to because I'm going to look up the White House pool instead.
Okay, well, this is good radio.
Because, Kevin, you're not going if there's no pool, right?
Right, that's ridiculous. Well, I'll have one built.
The swimming pool and cabana were installed in 1975 by Gerald Ford, an avid swimmer. So there is, in fact, a pool. They have two different pools, by the way.
Two?
They've got two pools. Boy, they do keep those under wraps,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, why do you never hear about a pool?
Maybe most of our presidents are not big swimmers.
I don't care if you're not a big swimmer. You're hanging out by the pool having a hot dog. Right, Prez?
I mean,
no?
I would be, but I don't know that. That's odd. Two pools.
So one indoor, one outdoor?
Well, let's see here. The White House had two. Indoor swimming pool opened in 1933.
Okay. And then 1970 something, you just said.
Yeah, that's when they put Gerald Ford. But it looks like there's an outdoor pool and an indoor pool, you guys.
Oh. There's an outdoor pool?
Yes. Why have we never seen the outdoor pool? Where is it?
Well, I assumed if you said pool and cabana, why would you have a cabana inside?
That's a good point. Yeah.
But we've seen lots of aerial shots of the White House.
Yes.
Why have we never seen the pool? Oh, this is a mystery now.
I got bad news for everybody. Chip just dibs VP.
Come on.
So it's Chip and I. 2020.
I mean, that's fine.
Right?
Okay.
All right. Sure. All right. I am now only interested in where the White House pool is.
I agree, Bean. This is taking over my day.
All right. We're going to look into that. Kevin, hurry up and get inaugurated so we can come check it out. Would you please?
I'm not positive that is a fast process.
All right. Well, let's do it.
All right.
Anyway.
Let's do it.
Kofifi.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay, you know what? Take your first name, okay? Take your first name and take your second name. You know what that is? It's your hooker name because you're a foul street hooker.
On the program today, we are going to talk to you about the dumbest thing you were arrested for. Because we know that, you know, let's be honest, a lot of us have that kind of stuff in our past. Mm-hmm. And by a lot of us, I mean me. It's Wednesday, so we got the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Yeah, we do.
Men are really upset over this female-only screening of Wonder Woman.
It's delicious.
And that makes us laugh. We also have Thanks for That Tweet, Bean.
How dare you? Oh.
And we have What's Up with Florida as well, coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. LA NOC's Alternative Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
Allie, what'd you find out about Kevin's pool at the White House, right?
Oh, thank you for asking. Yes, indeed. President Gerald Ford was the one that commissioned it. It's an in-ground outdoor swimming pool. It's near the tennis courts. And why we haven't seen it is because there's a privacy screen of trees and the convenience of a pool house cabana.
Oh,
also
sounds fancy.
Also a hot tub / spa.
What? Kevin, you get a hot tub and a spa, too.
Yeah. If you heard, Ralph, but I'm going to be the next president.
Oh, I heard.
Okay.
Yeah, I booked my flight. I'm good. Okay, good.
Out of the country?
Of the country? Yes. Okay, I see.
Not to visit Kevin?
You know, and being said, we've seen so many overhead pictures of the White House. I don't think we see that many aerial pictures of the White House. I don't think
You can't fly directly over the roof. You don't see the roof, but you do see it from, you know, from a distance on any side of it, all the way around it.
I've seen
the
back and the front. I've only really seen the front.
Just the front.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
You don't see aerial photos of the White House all the time. You just don't.
I'm not saying directly above the White House. I'm saying from a distance back in a circle around it, you see the White House. And you'd be able to see a pool from that, angle, I would think.
There's a privacy screen of trees.
Well, apparently so. So we all learned a little something here today. So, Kofifi to you. All right, it's 5:54. Rob is here with our first look at the showbiz beat on a Wednesday. What's going on?
It's Covfefe.
Was that how you say it?
Come on.
Okay.
Covfefe. Oh.
It's not a real word, so I think you can say it however you want.
That sounds too classy.
Okay, daylight savings time.
But that is a real word.
So is covfefe.
But it's not. That's a typo is what it is.
Ask Sean Spicer if it's a real word or not.
Oh, how's he going to answer?
He'll tell you.
Oh, no.
Today, I promise you, he'll say. Because you people don't know that it's a word doesn't mean it's not a word. The president has said it's a word. I'm not going to take any questions on that. That's what he's going to say to people. Trust me. All right, let's talk about something important, like Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes, right?
They're okay, aren't they?
No.
Oh, no.
Rumor has it, they're headed for Splitsville, daddy-o.
Oh.
No.
Daddy-o.
Daddy-o,
come on.
Strong.
Yep. According to Radar Online, the couple is past the point of caring.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
Why are you so excited about that?
They only agree that their needs aren't being met. Right?
This is very, very disturbing.
Yes.
Okay.
Right?
I want them to be happy.
And they don't even bother to argue anymore.
Bean just loves love.
I do. Don't they have a little kid?
Yes.
I'm not that invested in that.
At least one, right?
At least one, yeah. Maybe eight.
Really?
I don't know.
An outside pool that no one has ever seen.
That's right. The final autopsy report.
Wait, what? It got that bad?
This is a news story.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I'll do more than one story
sorry.
In the showbiz beat.
It's just a weird.
If you had a
transition.
Sound effect or something that you
I thought
could...
I did that. Maybe it was too low to be heard. Final autopsy report about former Happy Days star Erin Moran has come in. The cause of death has been released, and she died from complications of stage 4 cancer.
No illegal narcotics were involved in her death. Sorry, Chachi.
That's good, yeah. I guess.
This is the story of maybe the of a lifetime.
The story of a lifetime?
Yep.
Okay.
There was a Comic-Con in London, England this week. A fight broke out between Lou Ferrigno and Sam Jones. The Incredible Hulk and Flash Gordon battling it out on the floor of the Comic-Con.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. This is a whole new level of nerd.
Right? Things got so bad that two women had to step in and separate them.
Of course.
Is there video?
I do not know. I will do more research.
Please. Please, God.
It's more goddamn interesting than the White House pool, I'll tell you that much.
I've seen
the Hulk fighting Flash Gordon.
I saw photos over the weekend of the Hulk waving his finger in Flash Gordon's face, I'll tell you that.
It's menacing.
Two women had to separate them. And I think the story here is that there were two women at the Comic-Con in London. That's pretty awesome. Right? And this is good news for everyone. Remember Animaniacs? Animaniacs!
That was a Warner Brothers cartoon?
Come on, Bean, fix your life.
Saturday morning?
No, not Saturday morning. All the time.
Okay. Was it not a Warner Brothers cartoon?
It was, but it's Warner Brothers cartoon. Warner Brothers and Dot.
Okay.
All right. Who's Dot?
Oh, sweet Jesus. She's the Warner sister.
Okay.
Dot was the sister. Who were the brothers?
Period and question mark.
Chip, you want to drop some knowledge on them?
Yakko and Wacko.
Boom!
Come on.
Boom! Oh, that's how it's done. Right.
I don't feel like you can slap us down with Yakko and Wacko.
Oh, my God. It was the best.
The freaks. The weirdos. The misfits. Right? The geeks. The dweebs. The dorks.
Right.
You don't know, man.
It won 8 Daytime Emmy Awards, by the way, during its run.
Wow.
Those, that's
those
all.
Are the good Emmys.
When? Oh, how many do you have of any Emmy? Sir Douche-a-Lot?
I don't have any.
Then why don't you shut your pie hole?
When was its time? You said during its time. When was that?
The 1990s.
Okay, take it easy.
It was like 4 minutes ago.
Right, that's a long time ago, the 1990s.
Oh, was it? Methuselah? Give me a little Animaniacs. Can we break it out?
It's time for Animaniacs. And we're saving to the max. So just sit back and relax. You'll laugh.
Anyway, Warner Brothers are bringing them back.
All and right.
Do we need that?
I mean, some things are a place in time. They don't. Not everything has to be rebooted. Is Animaniacs something that we need again?
We need Yakko and Mackie back.
All right.
Yakko and
Whatever.
Mackie.
We need them
Yakko
back.
And Wacko.
Right. We need
and
them back.
Dot.
And Dot.
What about Pinky and the Brain? Will they be back?
Pinky and the Brain. I'm sure if the Animaniacs come back, I'm sure they will as well.
Then that's okay.
Allie knows something about it, at least.
Well, Kevin knew Slacko and Tacko.
Right? We're on it.
It launched Yakov Smirnoff's career, you guys.
No, that's not. Yakko has nothing to do with Yakov Smirnoff.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Clint Eastwood is 87 years old today, and a spry, cheerful 87 it is, too.
He sure seems to be enjoying life.
Leah Thompson's 56 years old.
Oh.
What is that? Is that a Back to the Future bell?
How
did
dare
you? Did
you
get in a DeLorean and go back to give her that bell?
Some kind of wonderful. Come
on. Yeah. Oh, I remember 30 years ago. Sure.
She's
Why
lovely.
Why don't you do a little research?
You're saying she's aged out.
I'm saying.
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
You're saying. Okay, you're just saying.
Daryl McDaniels. DMC of Run fame is 53 years old today. Brooke Shields is 52. Phil Kogan is 50 years old today. Colin Farrell is 41. How's Colin Farrell only 41 years old, by the way?
Right?
He's been famous for 82 years.
That's true.
Huh.
From Fall Out Boy, Andy Hurley, the drummer of that band, he's 37. Whacka Flocka Flame is 31. He was also one of the Animaniacs, I think. Whacka Flocka. It was Wacko, Yakko, Whacka Flocka, and Dot. He was the fourth Warner brother they don't talk much about. And Azalea Banks is 26 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Got a brand new Kevin Beans What's Up with Florida coming up in about 15 minutes or so. And by the way, Kevin, you're going to be very excited. I'm going to urge you to continue listening to the program.
Okay.
Because I know sometimes you check out.
You mean start listening.
Right. You know the guy from a couple of weeks ago, we may have even talked about him on the air, the guy who is standing out on in front of an apartment complex waving a gun around, and he's the guy who has his entire face tattooed?
Yes.
Like the Joker?
Like the Joker, yes.
Well, he's out of jail, and he did his first interview.
Excellent.
And you're going to love him even more when you hear what he has to say.
All I know is when he was in court and the judge said, you could have a public defender, he said, I didn't feel like doing the paperwork.
Very busy.
Yes, he's living his best life. So you'll hear from him, among other great stories, in What's Up in Florida coming up. But first, our friend Kathy Griffin has not had a great 24 hours. For folks who don't know, she released a photograph from a photo shoot of her standing there holding what looked like a model of the president's head, completely covered in blood. Now, this was a photographer named Tyler Shields shot this, and he is a big time photographer. And she put this photo out, and her explanation was, the caption was, it was a callback to something the president said on the campaign trail about blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her everywhere. That's what she said was the point of it. She was trying to put the president's own words into action in this photo shoot.
Not timely.
Not timely
at all.
If that's true.
And to no one's surprise, that message was not what was received on the other end of seeing that photograph. People looked at it and said, you're talking about assassinating the president. Uncool, Kathy Griffin.
I feel like probably the response was more than uncool.
Yeah.
Like, the Secret Service is pretty serious about that stuff.
Yeah. And they should be,
sure.
By the way. There's no room in any kind of discourse about politics to talk about assassinating people in office. Let's talk about assassinating anybody. It's not. And look, you could always make the argument that she has the right to free expression and that this was just an artistic choice and whatnot, but that doesn't mean there aren't – court, legally she can do it. That doesn't mean there aren't consequences, and there have been consequences so far.
What has happened?
Well, a lot of people have instantly looked to CNN and said, look, you're CNN. You're supposed to be a news channel. This woman kind of works for you. She's your New Year's Eve host along with Anderson Cooper. What are you going to do about that?
It's pretty tenuous at best, but
what are you going to do about that? But yeah. I mean, can you hold up a photograph of the president's bloody severed head and then go on CNN and be a host?
I feel like you can't. I'll just come out right there and say, but then again, Jeff Zucker at CNN, not really one to make good decisions. So who knows what's going to happen with that.
Her New Year's Eve partner, Anderson Cooper, did tweet last night, for the record, I am appalled by the photo shoot Kathy Griffin took part in. It is clearly disgusting and completely inappropriate.
Yeah.
CNN eventually, after some time, did make a statement also saying that they, I don't have it in front of me, but saying that they had not made any decision about New Year's Eve, but that they also thought that the photograph was inappropriate. I'm not seeing anyone on Kathy Griffin's side on this one. This looks like a 100% swing and a miss, right?
Yeah. And,
I mean, you don't want to know the people who might be on her side, right? That would be the most extreme.
A lot of what I did see was, oh, but nobody cared when there were pictures of Obama being hung. Nobody cared. Yes, people cared.
Yeah.
Let's not make it a partisan issue.
Well, I hear what you're saying, Allie. It is partisan to the extent that many people who were complaining about what Kathy Griffin did, rightfully so, complaining about what she did yesterday, especially conservatives who came out against Kathy Griffin yesterday, didn't seem to care when people like Ted Nugent talked about how the President Obama at the time should be shot. They weren't condemning that equally. And I think there is some hypocrisy there with some of those people.
That's the thing about politics. It brings out the worst, I feel, in pretty much everybody.
Yeah, you can point fingers and say Sarah Palin did that rifle shot. Remember that with the map, and she had the.
Yes, what she had the.
No, but you're bringing it to life.
No. You're talking about you. It had the like through a scope of a rifle.
Yeah.
Around. Gabby Giffords, right?
Amazing. You're yes. also bringing it to
yes.
life.
Yes. It's disgusting.
It
any
is disgusting.
Way
yeah.
that you put it out there, it's awful. We're better than this.
Now let me ask
Aren't
you guys
we?
This question.
Maybe we're
yes,
not.
We should be. Yes, but let me ask you guys. Let me ask both you guys this question.
Yes.
What do you think was going on in Kathy Griffin's mind as she prepared to release this image? Did she? She had to anticipate it being misinterpreted if you take her at her word that what she was trying to do was make fun of the president for his remarks about bleeding from wherever. She had to know that not everybody was going to see that. She's really threading the needle here if she's hoping people would take it the way it was intended, if that was true, right?
Yeah, I feel like she's pretty smart when it comes to gauging what people's response is going to be. I feel like she knew this was going to be over the line.
I don't think she did.
You
know, I don't think she had any idea that people would turn on her like this.
Really?
I truly don't. I think she thought, I've got a base. There's enough people that hate Trump.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then there's
but I
enough
think people,
people
that hate
that,
Trump, for the most part, would not support that.
Absolutely
right.
not. But I don't think she saw it like that. I truly don't. Because for her to come back and apologize and say, I'm
well,
just...
Well, I have the tape.
Oh,
okay.
You do? Okay.
I have the tape. She did shoot an apology. And, Allie, you had a completely unrelated...
No, nope, we're not talking about it. That was off the air. Go ahead and play the tape.
Here's what Kathy had to say.
I sincerely apologize. I am just now seeing the reaction of these images. I'm a comic. I cross the line. I move the line. Then I cross it. I went way too far. The image is too disturbing.
Now, by the way, had most people... Had it been more evenly split 50-50... Do you think she would have apologized if
That's
she had if
saying.
She had
no.
some support for
no.
this?
I
she kind of realized she whiffed with everyone, right?
Yeah, I assume so. Yeah.
Okay.
I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny. I get it. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career. I will continue. I ask your forgiveness. Taking down the image, going to ask the photographer to take down the image, and I beg for your forgiveness. I went too far. I made a mistake, and I was wrong.
That sounds pretty sincere to me.
Yeah,
same. Yeah, that's an apology. It's
that
not.
Is
I'm
an apology.
Sorry if you were offended. That's not an apology.
Right.
And here's the thing, too. She came right out and apologized. Good on her. She's not hanging out at the White House, Ted Nugent style, with Sarah Palin as a guest of Trump. We've got to hold everybody accountable across the line.
I agree. Now, will she lose fans as a result of this? I think the people that go see her in concert are still going to go see her in concert, don't
well,
you?
Well, she has lost.
I would assume so.
The Squatty Potty.
The Squatty Potty has pulled out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, they released that. They say they
when
are shocked.
When you lose the Squatty Potty.
When you lose Squatty Potty, yeah. They were shocked and disappointed, and they are pulling their ad campaign with Kathy Griffin. It was deeply inappropriate and runs contrary to the core values our company stands for. I always wonder what the core values were of the Squatty Potty Company, by the way.
I don't know, but I am more than willing to be their spokesperson. Oh, I love a good comfortable poop. Oh, step up. That's good, Kevin.
I like it. See, there is a silver lining. Some good did come out of this. Two big chances for you to see the band Phoenix. I know you're thinking... Wait a minute. Phoenix. Don't I remember them from high school? Yeah, they've been gone for a while, but they are back, and they're going to be in the HD Radio Sound Space here at K-Rock next week on June 9th, and you get a chance to see them again at the Hollywood Bowl on June 15th. Keep listening. Your chance to win in less than 1 hour from right now here on The Kevin Amin Show. First, though, we got this question for you.
You goddamn people in Florida! You bunch of bastards!
Florida, Florida, Florida.
What's up with Florida?
You always have the craziest news.
A lot of people are surprised to find out that we try very hard to make sure all of these stories on the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices are true.
Yep.
And it's the same with what's up with Florida. And that's why although I appreciate the Kevin Bean listeners looking out for me, everybody who sent me the story about the tainted buffet at the Jacksonville Strip Club blamed after severe diarrhea incident on stage.
No.
Which Taint, I know.
Buffet, diarrhea,
wow.
Strip Club. No.
How's
no,
that?
Sir.
How's that for a visual, by the way?
That's a terrible visual.
A severe
diarrhea
incident.
Right.
Yeah.
On stage at a strip club.
That's your new band, Chip.
Fake news.
Fake
right?
news indeed. Oh. Yes.
So, okay. So
I just I don't want people to think I'm overlooking it. Unfortunately, it is not a true story, and that is why it did not make this edition of What's Up with
Florida. I like to picture being alone on the internet trying to do research on that story.
Oh, his search history is gross.
Yeah, it's not going to be great when the feds come for me. There have been a lot of alligator stories recently. Maybe you saw that photo that was going around yesterday of a family that had an 8-foot alligator in their swimming pool. But there are even more snake stories happening. Here's two in a row from this past week. Cocoa, Florida, another day, another python is how this article begins. This time a woman found a python wrapped around her pet rat's blanket while she was doing laundry. Her name is Juanita Tedesco. She goes downstairs into her laundry room, and she sees a python in her laundry room. She believes it was trying to get to her pet rat, Princess. If you've got a pet rat, by the way, you're just advertising for snakes, aren't you?
I mean, that's
what they eat.
Right.
Cocoa Police Lieutenant said that the snake is likely a pet that slithered away from home. It is the third python sighting in Florida in a week. On Tuesday, a man in Orlando found a python coiled on the floor of his kitchen pantry. Last Friday, a man found an 8-foot python in his garage in Pembroke Pines, north of Miami. Ms. Tedesco, by the way, says it may be time for her to get rid of her pet rats if it's going to start attracting snakes. Can you imagine? I know we always talk about what a crazy state Florida is. Can you imagine if a regular part of your life was encountering pythons and or alligators in your home?
Yeah, that's a clear sign that I need to move someplace else.
You're not living in the right state,
right?
That
needs to happen less.
Here's a Ron Reinhold. I'm not sure if that name sounds familiar. Maybe you saw the story about a guy who was bit in the face by a rattlesnake while he was attempting to kiss it.
Oh, God.
Love it.
He was at a friend's house. Charles Goff had found a rattlesnake. He said he knew how to handle snakes, so he put it in a tank. But he had a bunch of friends over, and the next morning, he said, before I got up, I don't know what kind of a slumber party this was where his friends were still at his house, but the next morning before I got up, my friends were playing with the snake. One of the guys said, I'm going to kiss it on the mouth, and that's when a snake bit him in the face. He was just acting silly, you know? I guess he thought he could kiss the devil and get away with it, but evidently he didn't. Now, is that a drunk thing or a stupid thing, or what's going on when you think you can kiss a rattlesnake on the face?
I'd say both.
Yeah.
I'd say drunk and dumb. Mm-hmm.
Possibly, yes. I love the writing on this particular story. She hit him with some combination is the headline.
Oh,
cops
no.
raced to a disturbance inside a Florida Chinese restaurant and found a man covered in pork fried rice and hot sauce. Brian Kusmer, 31, was attacked by his ex-girlfriend Samantha Wilson. The bizarre situation at the China No. 1 restaurant in Vero Beach began as Kusmer waited for his former flame to drop off the couple's 8-year-old son for his custody visit. But once the woman arrived, the exes reportedly began arguing over their child's excessive school absences. And here's my favorite paragraph. Instead of splitting some warm wonton soup, the pair launched into a heated argument. That's when Wilson turned her ex into a human wok and tossed his lunch on him. Kusmer, who declined medical attention, said, quote, the sauce burned a little. His story was later verified by another customer. Wilson, whose rap sheet includes criminal mischief, theft, and negligence, has been released and was ordered to steer clear of Kusmer. You don't ever expect at any point in your day to end up with somebody throwing pork fried rice at you, do you?
I mean, no.
I don't think so either. Here's a curious story out of Lakeland, Florida. Polk County Sheriff's Office said that a 12-foot statue of a swan, a large black-and-white checkered statue of a swan, was found in a fishing pond in Lakeland.
Another one of those?
Yes, a giant statue of a swan. The reason this has made news, though, is they found out the guy. They've arrested the guy who stole the statue. On May 19th, they have security video of him breaking into a storage facility. He's in a stolen truck, and he's naked when he steals the swan.
Mm. I mean, that's
a very specific fetish.
That's the hat trick of dumb there.
What is going on with this guy? The swan, by the way, is valued at $25,000.
Wow.
What's going on with the swan?
Right?
They found the truck. They still don't know why the man was naked as he apparently tried to break into the storage facility, but he is being held. He's 47-year-old Ron Thompson being held at bail set at $2,000 and is being investigated for the swan theft. It's a weird story. I a lot of questions about that. And finally, I promised you an update on the man who dresses as the Joker. Now, I just want to say, After that guy shot up the movie theater in Colorado dressed up as the Joker, I just think it's a bad combination to have that look and be waving a gun around. I think you're going to make people nervous,
but
right?
But he had tattoos on his face.
This guy had more than just tattoos. He had the word Joker tattooed across his forehead, but he also had almost the whole rest of his face was tattooed, and he had what looked like zippers going off the corners of each side of the mouth. By the way, he listed his occupation on his arrest report, by the way, as a tattoo model. I would think that there are limited jobs for a guy whose face is tattooed up like the Joker, right? Anyway, he was arrested after pointing a loaded gun at passing cars. His name is Lawrence Patrick Sullivan. He is 29 years old. Police saw him walking around waving the gun. They found he had an unlicensed Smith & Wesson handgun with 6 rounds in the magazine.
Oh, man.
He told the officer, by the way, he did not have a permit because it's too expensive. And then he gave this interview to the local NBC affiliate Channel 6 in Miami.
The gun's in my name. It's not a dirty gun. So why are they going to charge him with a felon?
But you don't have a permit.
The permit. We live in America.
F the permit, right. By the way. We live in America.
He's not wrong.
Is point number one for Mr. Sullivan. Let's go on.
If someone runs off of me with some bull and wants to hurt me, yes, I will kill before they kill me. I was treated like a celebrity inside. They treated me really kind. They had me in the psych floor because...
Okay, so now he's talking about how cool it was being in jail. They were treating him like a celebrity in there.
Hmm.
What do you think's going on there?
Misread of the situation?
I take medication. So they had me in a detox floor. I had my own cell. It was good. It wasn't bad.
I had my own cell?
Is this his Yelp review?
It does sound like it.
It was clean.
It's good. It wasn't bad. I'm not seeing great things for this young man, by the way. His sister was also interviewed. She said, I don't believe he was waving a gun around in traffic. He wouldn't do that, which is another one of my favorite things that people do on the news, where they interview somebody who doesn't have any information but just wants to vouch for the character of the person who's been arrested. This lady doesn't have any idea whether he was waving that gun around or not, right?
Right.
Yes, he had a gun, but he wouldn't wave it around. He's a character. He's just playing a character. I warned him that people would take it the wrong way. Yeah, you dress up like the Joker and wave a gun, people are going to take it the wrong way. Another great batch, you guys. This has been What's Up with Florida.
Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida?
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, LANOC's alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
It's a Wednesday. That means the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices on the show later on today. Also, we'll be taking your calls and texts on the dumbest thing you were arrested for. And it says here, thanks for that tweet, Bean, is coming up.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right after the top of the hour?
Oh, yeah.
About 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
I
don't know that we need that.
Yeah.
Sometimes that needs to happen.
Yeah.
Ralph is here now. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday morning.
Lord!
Yes?
Going to be dropping another song from a new album.
Boy, the first two have been so great.
I agree. I
tweeted these lyrics yesterday. Every night I live and die and feel the party in my bones. Followed by Friday, June 2nd, 2 p.m., New York City, 6 a.m., New Zealand. So everyone's assuming she's going to be dropping another song from her new album, Melodrama, which is due on June 16th. So we're going to get some new music from Lorde, which is all good.
She's impressive.
We spoke with her, Ralph, as you remember, at the Weenie Roast. And you can't believe when you're talking to her that she's 20.
Right?
She's so together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also in music news, LCD Sound System has announced they're about to release their new album.
You love that.
Police are looking for co-conspirators as we speak and looking to press charges.
I'm sorry?
It's a terrorist act.
Ralph, you're wrong about a lot of things, but I think you may be most wrong about LCD Sound System.
I didn't care at all about them until I saw them at Coachella, and they were great.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
Do yourself a favor. Check out their Siren live performance.
It wasn't a tremendous live performance, but you can't just judge any band based on one television appearance.
I did.
You can.
I'm pretty sure I did.
It's not the best way to... You can't.
I don't understand.
You can't use that language.
Right. I don't understand the pouty love.
No. It's not that at all. It's just that they're a band that is widely adored by people who know their music.
It's just a radio bit, man.
It's not for Ralph.
Just trying to have some fun. So I'll just try to do a little shtick. I don't know what you want from me. Wonder Woman! It's coming out this weekend.
but maybe not in all places.
What?
Yeah. Lebanon is looking to ban the film.
Because it's a female lead?
No, Kevin.
Okay, good.
Because its star, Gal Gadot, is Israeli.
Oh.
And Israeli and Lebanon are officially at war.
Yeah.
And Lebanon has laws, and I did not know this, but that boycott Israeli products and also bar Lebanese citizens from traveling to Israel or having contacts with Israelis.
Wow.
So the fact that Gal Gadot is a former Miss Israel and served her mandatory 2-year military service in the Israeli army is not sitting well with the Lebanese. And so they're looking to ban the film. Which is odd because she did appear in Batman v Superman as Wonder Woman last year. And that movie was shown in Lebanese theaters without a problem. But apparently this goes too far. And I think they have a point. I think banning this film will solve the conflict with Lebanon and Israel.
Right?
I think it's an excellent political move on their part. Yes. So we'll see what happens there. But it's just ridiculous. Right?
Right.
Right. Twin Peaks mastermind David Lynch has announced the latest edition of his annual Festival of Disruption. This is his annual musical festival he does every year. It's going to be happening at the theater at the Ace Hotel in Los Angeles on October 14th and 15th.
Will he be playing?
I sure hope so.
Oh. The
lineup so far includes Bon Iver, TV on the Radio, Moby, and others. All proceeds will go to the David Lynch Foundation, which, if you don't know, is a foundation dedicated to transcendental meditation.
10-4, good buddy.
Which Moby is also a big fan of as well. So you can check it out. It's happening right here in town if you want to go see those bands.
I like David Lynch because he's just straight crazy. And he doesn't pretend to be otherwise. He's
Are you watching Twin Peaks?
I'm a couple of episodes.
You're a what? I will. I didn't see that coming at all.
Yeah, I'm caught up, Ralph. Yes, it's great.
No, you're not, obviously. But,
Ralph, are you still enjoying it?
Enormously.
It's not a colossal waste of your time.
I'm going to guess, based on that comment, that you have not seen it.
Oh, I'm watching every minute of it.
Oh, okay.
And
that's surprising.
And completely... Look, I appreciate things being weird.
It sounds like.
But not necessarily weird just for the sake of being weird.
Right.
In the service of a story.
Right.
You know? But there doesn't seem to be a story. It just seems to be... And maybe...
It's not for you.
Maybe I'm impatient. Maybe eventually it'll all be pulled together. But so far, it's just so, so slow and so many things that
it's
just
your short attention span, Bean.
I don't know.
You have to take a deep dive like I do on TV shows.
I mean, like Michael Cera showing up aping Marlon Brando from the 50s on a motorcycle with a leather jacket and a hat was just 15 minutes of just watching a waste of time that will contribute nothing to the story.
That just makes me want to catch up even more.
In my opinion. Kyle MacLachlan walking around playing in a casino for 20 minutes. Boring. Painfully boring.
I'm in.
Help me out here, Ralph. What am I missing? If you're enjoying it, tell me what the secret is.
No, you're absolutely right. You just go.
It's not for you.
Yeah, go with your thing. I'm not gonna waste time trying to tell you to enjoy something you're obviously never going to.
Well, what is it you're getting out of it? You've been watching it.
It's really not important. It's good.
I mean, really, I'm objective.
We're good.
It's just subjective. Like,
right.
Ralph can enjoy it and you might not. It's all right.
Right.
It's okay.
It's all good.
It's okay, little
it's
buddy.
All good in the hood. Today's celebrity birthdays: Clint Eastwood is 87 years old today. Leah Thompson turns 56. DMC. Daryl McDaniels from Run DMC is 53 years old today. Phil Kogan, excuse me, is 50. Colin Farrell's 41. Eric Kristen Olsen, 40 years old today. Andy Hurley from Fall Out Boy, the drummer, is 37 years old today. Waka Flocka Flame is 31. Azalea Banks turns 26 years old today. And Brooke Shields, famous actress Brooke Shields, is 52 years old today. I remember as if it was yesterday when Kevin hung up on Brooke Shields.
Follow Ms. Shields on Twitter, at Brooke Shields. Hey, thanks for the time. We enjoyed it.
Thank you, guys.
It's the Cerritos Hollow Square's 2-week Black Friday sale going on now.
Okay, that was...
Right. I mean...
Well, in Kevin's defense, he didn't really hang up on her so much as play a commercial over her.
Do you want to hear it without the commercial?
Yeah, that'd be great.
No, because it's so much more sad.
Chip, can we work that out? Thanks. Pull that for us.
Follow Ms. Shields on Twitter, at Brooke Shields. Hey, thanks for the time. We enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I listen when I'm in L.A. I listen to you guys.
Oh, man.
I'm sadder every time.
I'm sorry. That's my bad. That's on
me. Oh, that was yours.
That one's on me.
Oh,
yeah.
That's sworn it was.
I didn't do that on purpose. That's
the other person. But
no, that was my fault.
Yeah, Brooke. Mm-hmm. Poor Brooke. No wonder eyelashes are short. Right? She does the commercials for that eyelash stuff.
Okay.
What's it
and
called?
You're blaming me for that?
Yeah.
Somehow?
Yes, okay. Exactly. You rattled her so much, her eyelashes are falling out. 10-4,
good buddy.
What's that stuff that ladies put on their eyelashes and make them grow? It's a drug. It's a treatment. It's called Matisse. No, that's an artist.
Latisse.
Mm-hmm. You knew then. Why didn't you answer?
It was fun. I was enjoying it.
Yeah, she does commercials for that. Because Kevin hung up on her eyelashes fell out.
I feel bad.
That's what happens.
I feel bad. Oh. I'm sorry. That one was on me.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I'm going to be surprised if it's possible, but you guys think we're going to be able to find an actual man listening to our show who's upset about an all-female showing of Wonder Woman in the theater, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it really seems like we will be able to.
Okay, I mean, I know there were a lot of people who came at the Alamo Drafthouse in Austin for that all-female screening, but I'm wondering how much of that is, hey, I can say whatever I want on the internet. I don't actually have to be held accountable for it.
Right.
But you think somebody will actually call us and say, yeah, I think it's wrong to have a female-only screening of a movie?
I feel like we will. It's a bummer, but I think so.
Well, we're going to try to find out in about 20 minutes or so here on K-Rock. First, though, is it really time for Thanks for That Tweet, Bean?
Yes!
Thanks for That Tweet, Bean!
Here's
poor Chip.
Thing. Here's the thing,
poor
right?
Chip.
Chip has to go through Bean's tweets.
Yeah.
We try. Mm-hmm. We try to tweet well. Some of us do it better than others. But there's always an attempt there to try and make some kind of connection or be funny or interesting or something.
Well, who are you talking about?
I mean, you.
Uh-huh.
And Allie.
Right.
And Chip.
Yes.
And the King of Mexico.
Right.
And Christine.
Yes, and then?
And Omar.
Right.
Right.
And you.
And me.
And then
yes.
That's it.
And then
we're out.
What makes you think I'm not trying to entertain?
I think you're trying to entertain yourself. Other than that, there's no evidence that you're trying to entertain anyone else.
Okay, so Chip has pulled a batch?
Yes, there's a new batch.
Oh, sweet.
Thanks for That Tweet, Bean.
And you know, the fun thing is, too, now, Bean has discovered emojis.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so there's a lot.
Really?
There's a lot of, like, the thinking emoji at the end of a lot of these tweets, which sadly I can't show you.
But that is
my
favorite.
Just imagine that's at the end of almost everything Bean tweets now.
Did that just become your favorite, Bean?
No, not at all. I've been using them forever.
Okay.
Forever. Walked by the former site of the Robert E. Lee statue today when it hit me. Let's put Al Yankovic up there. Hashtag USA. Hashtag USA.
Yay!
Oh, the kids love that one.
You control the sound effect of the kids. Pete.
Look. I know you always say that I don't need to explain my tweet.
You don't need to explain because we get it.
Shouldn't there be a statue of Weird Al in every city in America? That's all I'm saying.
No.
I'm saying we got a statue.
Especially New Orleans, his home. His hometown of New Orleans.
Not really from there, but my point is.
Oh, well, that would seem wrong then.
That's odd then. My point is they've taken down all these Confederate memorial statues. And that leaves an opportunity, though, to put up something that everyone can agree on. I'm just saying Weird Al brings everyone together.
And how many people do you think that tweet meant something to?
All right-thinking Americans.
I see. Okay.
Thanks for That Tweet, Bean!
Hey, I'm not trying to minimize your problems, but the Piggly Wiggly near me stopped carrying the chocolate milk I like, and it's quite upsetting.
Kevin, you get mad when I laugh. You're doubled over.
I mean, come on. Go right to hell. Right?
Come on.
Go right to hell.
Come on.
Go right to hell. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Here's what I tell Beer Mug in the meetings every single day. There are times when thoughts come into your head and you don't need to either speak them out loud or tweet them.
Look,
you can just enjoy them in your head and say, yeah, that was a nice thought.
The struggle is real, you guys. When they start screwing my chocolate milk, they start screwing with me. I don't like it.
Thanks for That Tweet,
Bean!
Remember Craig Kilborn? Thinking emoji? That's it.
Look, right?
No!
Right. You're acting like this is a feature where we all agree with you.
Anyone else on here remember when journalists and broadcasters knew the difference between hung and hanged thinking emoji? No? Hashtag K, thanks, bye.
I mean, that's a good point.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Allie.
Didn't it drive you crazy, Allie, on every newscast to see them talking about Chris Cornell being hung instead of hanged himself?
Could I just bring up that maybe that what happened and the sadness of a person ending his life is more important than the usage of the word?
Of course
it's all about grammar, Kevin. That's the most important part.
I mean, there was a time where you used those words separately. Because
there was a time back in the good days when journalists knew about hanging.
I'm just saying, guys. That was a legitimate observation.
Who wants to play checkers with me on the pickle barrel?
I do like when Bean shakes his finger at people. I enjoy that.
Well, with the new thinking emoji phrase, there's a lot of thinking going on.
Tweet. Bean.
To the Xfinity customer service lady in India I just spoke to, if your name is really Kylie, I'll send you ₹1,000,000. Hashtag prove it.
Oh, Bean.
What the hell? You guys have all been there where the person in India pretends to be in America.
All right. Lady's just making a living. She's working on a customer service line. It's bad enough for her. Why you got to come at her?
No, doesn't it make you crazy?
No.
Then just you hate the fact that she just changes her name to Sally or something like that?
Yes,
that's your problem?
If your name is Bintang, just be Bintang and own it. Don't be Sally. Dang. I'm just saying.
It sounds racist.
Because you start off realizing, the person on the other end of the customer service line is a liar. Because the first words out of their mouth are, hi, my name is Kylie.
Where's all the hate coming from?
And then
she's just trying to make a living. Who cares?
She's making a quarter an hour in Bangladesh, and you got to come at her because she's trying to do her job.
Right, but why lie is what I'm saying.
Look, because Americans don't want to hear her name is Indira. They just want to hear a name they recognize because Americans are dumb.
But would they want to hear Bintang?
Apparently, Bean wants to hear Bintang.
Doesn't it make you crazy?
No, it makes no one else crazy.
It does make you crazy.
Tweet.
Bean! Not to nitpick.
Right?
Yeah. That's all nitpicking coming.
Not to nitpick, but the waiter here is calling every customer boss. But can everyone be the boss? Some of us have to be the workers, right?
Come on now.
It's not a legitimate nickname. It's just a nickname. He says, hey, boss, what's up?
Right. But it doesn't mean you're the literal boss.
If he says, hey, buddy, he's not your friend either, by the way, if he calls you buddy.
It's just. All right, that's a good point.
Hey, chief, doesn't mean you lead a group of Native Americans.
All right,
it's just a word.
All right, I'll take that one back. Wow. That's an actual good point.
How about that? Bean agreed with us.
Yeah, figure of speech. I get it now.
All right.
The expiration date of my new credit card is May 2022, and I'm just not ready for that kind of commitment.
Just seems
this is like the worst stand-up set in the history of mankind.
This is his first stand-up
Get off the stage! This is the worst!
It seems like 5 years from now, you know what I mean? That's a long time.
Bean's tweet's like the bad night in the belly room at the Laugh Factory.
You don't have to... Okay.
I'm just saying 2022 just seems like the future.
Right, because it is.
What's the point of even paying taxes in 2017 if C-SPAN is not shown in HD?
Right?
Because you very see guys standing at podiums in high definition, you're going to miss a lot.
Super disappointing. Look, anytime you come across a channel that's not in HD.
I'm an HD snob, but I've never once watched C-SPAN.
Well, you're missing out on a lot of good stuff. Okay.
But whatever's on C-SPAN, you don't need to see in HD.
But you'd rather, though.
No.
Everything looks better in HD.
Hey, why not pass the duchy on the right-hand side every once in a while?
Bean was particularly proud of that one, and I got that one tweeted to me 25 times.
And, Kevin, you're willing to defend that one, I bet.
I am not, no.
Because they always pass the duchy on the left-hand side.
You said,
that's
instead of going...
That's my point.
See, he's going the other way.
Instead of going left...
Instead of the song lyrics...
You went right!
He's doing the opposite of that.
You guys don't get it, man.
Oh, you're like a young Lenny Bruce.
That's that tweet.
Bean!
look, if Chip doesn't tell me that there's 10 seconds until, like, 10 seconds.
I mean,
me could you eating, hear the song ending?
Me eating is on her, okay. Right?
Okay.
I feel like it is kind of on her. I feel like it's her you. Job to kind of give you a heads up to be ready to be on the air.
Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's Kevin DeMeo here on a Wednesday morning. Wheel of Bad Animal Voices coming up just after 8, and then we're going to talk to you about the dumbest thing you were ever arrested for. Right now, though, let's address this controversy that's going on in Austin at the Alamo Draft House. I think we have a news report.
The Alamo Draft House announced not long ago that it would have screenings of Wonder Woman for women only.
This reporter is on fire.
She's real good.
She's outraged. It sounds like she's beside her. She's apoplectic about this news.
Is it possible that she's in a coma right now?
Possible. The theater has been fielding all the savage responses to the screening itself. The Twitter feed from the theater said, "The most iconic superheroine in comic book history finally has her own movie, and what better way to celebrate than with an all-female screening?" Many male patrons have responded to this with negativity, many asking when the men's only night will be. What might have been a slight incident is snowballing into a mountain of complaining.
Yeah!
In other words, welcome to the internet.
Hell yeah!
See? When are they going to start making comic book movies for men, you guys?
Right?
I have to say.
What about guys?
Alamo Drafthouse, Austin, is really good at Twitter.
Oh, good.
Because people were saying it's sexist, it's wrong. And a guy said, "Have you ever hosted a men's only showing of any film?" And they wrote back, "We've never done showings where you had to be a man to get in, but we did show the Entourage movie a few years ago."
Well, you heard Ben, you hang on. We're going to take your call in just 1 minute. We're looking for other calls too at 1-800-520-1067. Only from people who agree with those who are complaining to the Alamo Draft House about the screening.
I mean, in other words, can you really be that upset?
You're upset. You think it's unfair that it's a women-only screening of Wonder Woman. That's who we want to talk to.
And that's the only showing, right? That's the only time Wonder Woman is showing.
Well, Wonder Woman ceases to exist after that one show.
Right.
So if you don't get in, you will never see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Actually showing up multiple times a day in multiple theaters in multiple cities and will be for the next 3 months.
Then it makes no sense to be upset.
Here's one comment on the Alamo Drafthouse Facebook page. "You don't think this is wrong? Well, I do. That means you are now a sexist business, and I will never set foot in your theater again. I will actively campaign against Alamo. I never thought I would actively campaign against a local Austin business, but now you've gone too far." Alamo writes back, "We hate to lose your business, and it's certainly your right to campaign against us. Humor us, give it a day or so, and consider the notion. It's true, we promise that the event is really just supposed to be a fun way for female fans of Wonder Woman to see the film."
I like the way they're handling this.
Yeah, they're not backing down from
it. I like it.
So let's find out what we're missing on this, because we all seem to be Team Alamo Drafthouse on this, but maybe Ben can turn us around because he was good enough to listen and good enough to call. Hey, Ben, in Whittier, line one, thank you for listening to Kevin DeMeo. What's going on, man?
Hey, Kevin Bean, how's it going? Long-time listeners.
Thank you.
I call you guys every once in a while. It's like if the Alamo Draft House wanted to show Get Out for just black people.
It's not like that at all, though.
Come on, man.
I mean, it... Hold on, hold, please, hold, hold. So your response is, come on, man!
Dude. If I wanted to rent a theater with a bunch of my black friends and just watch Get Out and only allow black people in, what do you think the internet would say to me?
If you rented the theater for that night?
Yeah.
Nothing, because it's a private showing.
Private event, yeah.
And it was just a showing for just black people. Only black people could come in and watch Get Out.
Yeah, you're entitled to have as many parties as you want with whoever you choose to invite. That's not what's going on here, though.
Or...
I feel like Ben is just taking the other side to take the other side. I mean, are you really upset by this?
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
In Ben's defense, come on, man, was his defense.
It's not my favorite defense.
Come on, man.
But look,
that's what he went with.
He did go that. Look, it's Wonder Woman. This is a huge deal for, by the way, for everybody. Everybody wants to see this movie.
Same.
Apparently, it's fantastic. But for ladies in particular who have grown up their entire lives with almost no superhero movies, this is super fun and a super big deal for a lot of women who want to see this movie. Why not turn it into a party? Why not turn it into a festival?
But what Ralph said yesterday was correct. When are we going to get a male lead in a superhero movie? Yeah.
I hope you guys do.
Right?
Like, I am so sick of so many female-driven movies.
That's
now, we lost Ben.
Come on, man.
But I wanted to ask him, what if they were showing, what if it were Memorial Day and they had a veterans-only screening of Saving Private Ryan or something like that? Would anyone complain about that?
Veterans.
Because that's, I mean, you're letting, nobody can come in unless a veteran. I mean, it's just, it's a special screening for a special audience because it's applicable to the film that's being shown, I think.
Don't we have real problems?
Let's try Ken in Van Nuys real quick, line three. Ken is an attorney, so we hate him already.
Oh,
but let's
no.
see what he has to say.
Hey, Ken.
Yes, how you doing? No, I'm an attorney in Los Angeles, and I've filed probably 200 or 300 of these type of lawsuits. In California, we have something called the UNRU Act, which is Section 52, and it says that if you have a business establishment, you can't discriminate based on race, nationality, sexual orientation, or gender. And so, for instance, if you had white only white people can go see a movie at, say, one of the movie theaters, no one would allow that.
Correct.
And, but the law also says that gender is also a suspect class. You can't have a men-only movie. You can't have a women-only movie. And this all started with women suing the, you know, where they'd say there was a glass ceiling because men could go to the smoking clubs and talk about business.
All right, Ken, we don't need the backstory of the gender discrimination, but I think you make a good point, except that the Alamo Drafthouse doesn't have a policy in effect where they segregate by sex, except for a couple of screenings of Wonder Woman. It's not like this is the way they do their business. They're having a special night, a woman's only night.
But there would be the same thing. Like if you had ArcLight and they said white only night. We're only doing it
it's
one
not the
time.
Same because
I'm white only, so that's okay.
White people are the majority. It's not the same. If you say white only.
Women are a majority in the United States. They're
that's like, actually true, Kevin. Women are a majority.
I thought I had them on that one.
But they're
pretty
super.
That's why we have
come on,
many,
man.
So many cool rights.
All right, Ken. Glad you called. Stop filing the dumb lawsuits,
right? There are actual sexist problems in the world. I'm not positive this is one of them.
James says, Kevin Bean Facebook page, I think it was a publicity stunt. The advertising for this movie has been practically non-existent. Yeah, of course. By the way, the advertising for this movie has been the opposite of non-existent. You haven't been able to get away from Wonder Woman
for
the last 2 weeks.
That's actually not true compared to other
movies. Oh, is that right?
Movies.
I
absolutely.
Just saw it on the cover of the Entertainment Weekly last week.
Yeah, guess what? In the past, like, week and a half, absolutely, when all the critics were like, this is the best movie ever, all of a sudden they're like, whoa, we better get this out there as much as we can. A month ago, were you seeing ads for Wonder Woman?
Well,
I think the answer is no.
I think the advertising ramps up as you get closer to the release of the film.
Really? Batman v Superman? Pretty sure we heard about that for a freaking year.
James goes
Suck
on now.
It, Bean.
Now for the low price of a few select theaters, they have the entire internet going bananas talking about it. Yeah, it was a publicity stunt and a good one, by the way.
It worked.
Good for the Alamo Drafthouse.
And I can't wait to see it as a man. I can't wait to see one of them. It's going to be great.
Not allowed.
Come on, man. Congratulations, Emily Lechuga from San Pedro. Just got tickets to see Phoenix in the HD Radio Sound Space at K-Rock June 9th. Plus, tickets to see Phoenix again at the Hollywood Bowl on June 15th. Your chance to win is coming up.
I'm so happy Phoenix is back, by the way. I like that man.
Same.
This is going to be a surprise to many of you listening right now, but this show starts very early in the morning. We come on at 5:30 a.m.
Right.
And Kevin came right out of the gate today with the realization that we are at a point in American history where literally he could be the president of the United States.
I could.
Yeah.
And he has often said that he would like to be president and he thinks he would be a good president. But it wasn't until what the president tweeted last night that Kevin realized that there's not much difference between him and President Trump at this point.
I mean, I can not spell.
Right.
Well,
because they,
yeah.
Right? I'm the best at that.
They both tweet nonsense and then never look at it again. So if you're just waking up and you're not down with the Covifi controversy. At 12:06 a.m. last night, East Coast time, the president started a tweet. And the tweet was, despite the constant negative press Covifi.
And that's
again,
it.
Despite the constant negative press Covifi. Now, even if you guess based on context that he's talking about
press conferences.
Coverage, for instance, or conferences or something like that, even if you guess, it's still a mystery as to why that's the end of the tweet.
Yeah,
well, I think he fell asleep.
Fell asleep while typing 140 characters?
Yeah.
Or typed it, thought, I'll delete this, and then just didn't delete it correctly,
and then went
to sleep.
And then didn't make another attempt to whatever his message was going to be. So
how long was it up?
It was up for a little over 6 hours. I think about 6 hours and 20 minutes
That's
or so.
That's the shocking thing to me.
Yeah, that there's no one there.
And, of course, the president probably was asleep,
right.
Had no idea that he was, you know, mystifying the world. And everybody was weighing in, trying to guess and trying to figure out if he had had a stroke, like what happened. And then he woke up this morning and he had an even more mysterious tweet, which was, who can figure out the true meaning of Covfefe? Enjoy.
I don't think that's mysterious. I think that's him trying to play along.
Yeah.
Him trying to be part of the joke.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hey, everybody, what's this word mean, huh?
I sure am silly.
That's crazy.
Well, although the president isn't speaking with the press much lately, we are lucky enough that he from time to time agrees to come on the program. So please welcome number 45, President Donald J. Trump, back on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ. Hello, Mr. President.
I have the best words, let's face it.
You do have the best words, yeah.
Everyone is talking about my word. That's how you know I have the best words,
now,
okay?
I mean,
and I love that no one's talking about me pulling out of the Paris Accord and melting the planet.
That does look like it's happening as well.
Yeah. Yes.
So, you know, Merriam-Webster immediately tried to find that word to see if it was one that they had missed. But
sad losers. Well, Miriam Loser. That's her name.
What?
It's not a
she should call herself
she.
Miriam Loser.
It's not a she.
Because she's a loser.
It's a dictionary.
And she can't think of any words that I know because I have the best words.
Well,
okay?
I feel like that's not a word. That wasn't a mistake.
I think she is simply a Grenarian and sophisticated.
Okay, I don't know.
That's why she doesn't buy into my belligerency.
Okay, huh. You're just saying letters now. I don't know what any of this means.
Sad that you don't know good words, okay?
It is
sad. You don't know. And you're not aware of the Weston bonus.
Well, we have you on the phone. What does, is it Covfefe? Is it Covfefe? And
honestly,
what indeed does it mean?
Covfefe.
Covfefe. Okay, and what does it mean?
Good luck finding out. It's for me to know and you to find out, loser.
Right, but can't you just...
Sad head.
I'm not a sad head. I'm just
a sad head.
I'm just asking. Could you just...
Your Vopec is also Rispaw.
What's a Vopec?
Best words.
Okay, what's RISPA?
I'm going to tweet something right now.
Huh. Oh. While you're on the phone with us.
Propyl Reflocheck, Decondastation, Ovoster. Send.
Okay.
Fuck on that.
Again, you sound like that nice lady, Serene Branson, who had the heavy Bertation stroke. It sounds like these aren't even real words anymore, Mr. President.
First of all, Branson is a city in Missouri, okay?
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
Where the Osmonds play.
Well done.
So don't try to fool me with what you're talking about, okay?
That was just her name, okay.
I am not a Sulicite, or I'm not a Dipsick, or any of the Shelters.
I don't know what a Shelda is. I don't think that's
sad.
A word.
Sad that you don't know the good words, okay?
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to tweet again.
All right, okay.
Crustacean with the fermenting, the shackles, Gleason, Smelton. Best words.
Like okay, the beginning of that Def Leppard song.
It does a little bit, doesn't it? Mr. President, if you tweet something and no one has any idea what it is you're trying to say, then your message is lost.
I can't help it if people are dumb. I don't know what you want from me. I'm a very smart guy, okay?
Right.
One of the smartest people I know.
I've heard that from you.
And so my words are smart words.
I see.
Okay. And if you don't understand them, if my tweets don't make you happy,
right,
then it's your fault. Then you just don't get it.
Hmm.
I'm going to tweet again.
Okay.
Hey, why not pass the duchy on the right-hand side every once in a while? Stinky emoji. My tweet's the best.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
My voice can't be heard. You know that.
Yes,
with any voice recognition software. It's just, for some reason, there's something about it that, I don't know if it's, it sounds like mumbling to that hardware. Or software, but yeah, when I talk to it, it says you have to speak in American English.
Yeah, what does it think you're speaking?
Well, I don't know. What other kind of English is there? Is there British?
Right?
That was a
good
moment.
Question.
It's
a good question.
You sound like someone woke you out of a sound sleep in that segment. Did we break into your house and put a microphone in your face?
I don't. That doesn't normally happen, so I'm going to say no.
What's going on?
I'm not positive. I don't even remember that one.
You need to be rushed into a PET scan.
That's the least of my problems, Ralph.
I think it might be the source of your problems, Kevin.
Some would say.
Some would say it's not the least at all. Some would say it's a pretty big problem if you're not getting enough blood to your brain.
What would be a bigger problem, Kevin, out of curiosity?
Or oxygen to your brain, for that matter.
I mean, you know.
Like?
Por ejemplo.
Come on, man.
Just one example.
Death.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
Losing your keyword.
I don't know what's worse, having an embolism or losing my key card.
The Wheel of Man Animal Voices, you guys, coming up right after the top of the hour, because it is Wednesday. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Well, happy Macaroon Day, everybody, first of all. I want to get that out of the way.
So exciting.
Everyone, enjoy enjoy your macaroons. Right?
Right?
It's also International Flight Attendant Day. So make sure to be good to your flight attendants.
Okay.
Put your tray tables up.
And your seat backs forward?
Exactly. Do them a solid today. Don't make them ask twice. Be kind. We've got the final autopsy news for former Happy Day star Erin Moran. The cause of death has been released, and the coroner says she died naturally from complications of stage 4 cancer. No legal narcotics were involved in her death. And sad news that she passed away from that that disease. But I guess the upside is it wasn't self-inflicted drug overdose or anything like that. Although some were speculating at the time that it happened. Meanwhile, Tiger Woods, speaking of taking too much of something, his folks are saying it wasn't alcohol or drugs that caused his DUI arrest. That it was just regular medication, his natural medication. You know how it is. Sometimes around dawn when you're driving with all your regular medication in you, how you get all loopy and the cops pull you over. So more remains to be seen in that situation.
Wasn't he asleep, too?
Yeah.
Asleep at the wheel?
Yeah.
With the signal on, I believe.
Yeah, so... Come on, Kevin. Who among us hasn't?
I'm just saying.
Did you, right? did you guys see the headline for the New York Post yesterday?
No.
Big picture of Tiger Woods, his mugshot on the front, and then big bold type on the paper. DUI of the Tiger.
See.
What do you guys think?
I don't hate it.
I can't tell if I hate it or love it.
I sort of hate it.
I don't
really
hate it.
DUI of the Tiger.
Right.
Yeah.
Checks all the boxes.
No, it doesn't at
I don't
all.
Like it.
It only works if it's Sylvester Stallone's gets popped. Or the lead singer of Survivor.
But this guy's name is Tiger.
Right. The Eye of the Tiger, the song, has nothing to do with Tiger Woods.
But DUI.
Right. I'm familiar with what the charge was.
We swing and a miss?
Yeah,
swing and a miss for you?
Okay. I think it's swing and a miss.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's a stretch.
What the hell?
Right?
Get his weak stock out of here. Kevin, how you feeling about Scott Pelley leaving the CBS Evening News? You okay?
Distraught.
I thought about you when I heard the news. Because I know what a big Pelley file you were.
I love Pelley so much.
You do.
Don't watch the news. Yeah. Because I'm a kid.
Who's that?
This one hurts me, by the way, you guys.
Oh.
Do you literally not know who he is?
I don't know who he is.
He's the anchor of the CBS Evening News.
Oh, yeah. I don't ever watch that.
60 Minutes?
I watch 60 Minutes sometimes if it's interesting.
He was also one of the reporters on that.
All right.
Allie, what did I tell you when we first walked in this morning?
Devastated.
Devastated.
Yeah.
I watch Scott every single day. He's my favorite newscaster.
Yeah.
I'm writing a strongly worded letter to the president of the news division. Believe me.
Well, that'll take care of it.
The president of the news division isn't a fan of his, so.
Yeah, I know.
That's
very sad. Great newscast, great reporter, great anchor. Really sad to see him go.
It's not sad at all.
It is sad.
I told the story as a joke because it was so not sad or important.
You really watch that newscast every night?
Every single night, yes.
Wow,
I do.
Oh, we could not be more different.
I tape it and I watch it. Look, I consume
you
a lot
tape
of other.
It?
Oh, sweet I consume Jesus. A lot of other news too, but I always make a point to watch the CBS Evening News because I love Scott Pelley and he does a great job on that broadcast. But his ratings are down 9%, I think, in the last year. So they're like, got to move you out.
Well, he's only being beaten by NBC News with Lester Holt and ABC News with David Muir.
Yeah.
So they should keep him. Obviously, the people love him.
Bean knew that it was down 9%.
Of course. Well, Kevin, you can't look at a headline without seeing big 9% drop for Pelley. DUI of the Pelley. Remember that headline?
I'm very sad to hear the news, Ralph. And
if
now
he's
you've bummed a lot
you...
of our listeners out.
Yeah, no, sure. No one is bummed out.
Except for you. If he's as good as you say, he'll land on his feet somewhere, B.
Well, he already has a job. He's just going to be doing 60 Minutes full time.
Okay.
He hasn't been fired from CBS. They've just taken the news away from him.
Well, then how devastated can you be?
Because I am a fan of his broadcast. Mm. That's why.
I can only think of one solution for your problem. I think you're that sad.
And that's to start enjoying Anthony Mason, his frequent fill-in? No, I don't like him at all.
Oh, from the Knicks? I'll watch that.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Azealia Banks is 26 years old today. Waka Flocka Flame is 31. Andy Hurley, drummer for Fall Out Boy, turns 37. Colin Farrell's 41. Phil Kogan.
Oh, Anthony Mason died. Sorry.
What just happened?
Well, you're filling in. Sorry.
Oh.
What was...
So that's a callback to the story where you...
So yeah. The thing that you got wrong, you just interrupted to say that was
sorry.
Not...
Yeah, he passed away.
Okay.
The guy from the Knicks. Sorry.
Okay. I'm going to go lie down. I'm Ralph Garman. I welcome to Showbiz Beat.
About 10 minutes from now, 15 maybe, we're going to be looking for your telephone calls and texts on the dumbest thing you ever got arrested for. And it won't surprise you, Ralph, that Kevin has a couple of stories to add.
I mean, come on. Who doesn't?
Won't surprise you at all.
You're not in prison now.
How dare you? That is coming up. I'd also keep listening for your chance to win Phoenix tickets as well. First, though, it is Wednesday, and I think you guys know what that means, the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
You're right. Who's excited?
I love this feature.
The story's on the wheel. Uncle Fat, the obese monkey, put on a diet.
Oh, now that's just sad.
Spruce.
Jesus, God.
You don't ever want to see animals obese.
Right, but if it lands on that, we'd like to have a laugh.
Oh, no, we'll talk to him. If it lands, yeah, sure.
We'll talk to him.
Spruce, the lonely penguin looking for love on plenty of fish.
That's sad. You don't want birds to be alone. That's sad.
The Indian cyclops goat.
Oh, that's sad. You want goats to have two eyes.
The CIA's cats spying on Russia.
Oh, that's sad. It was not that sad.
Kianda, the 410-pound dancing gorilla.
Oh.
That's not sad. Hungry husky wanted by police after stealing loaf of bread from store.
Take that off the goddamn wheel right now.
You don't know, man. It might land on that.
A dog got some bread, and that's a story you think is worth covering.
A dog stole some bread.
I will remove that from the wheel.
Thank you, Kevin.
Before we spin it. But let's spin it, shall we?
No.
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Where do you think it's gonna land?
Don't know.
It's gonna be pretty bad.
The wheel. By the way, yeah, Piggy Smalls no longer on the wheel, right? That was retired?
Yeah.
Okay. After a while, you just take it off the wheel.
Uncle Fat! Uncle Fat.
What? Yay!
Uncle Fat, the obese monkey put on a diet.
I don't like the sound of this, but maybe there's an upside. Maybe there's a silver lining. What's going on with Uncle Fat?
This is from Bangkok, a morbidly obese...
Bangkok, Oriental City?
A morbidly obese wild monkey who gorged himself on junk food and soda left behind by tourists has been rescued and placed on a strict diet of lean protein, fruits, and vegetables.
Oh. I mean, how fat can you be as a monkey?
Well, these monkeys are generally 20 pounds.
Okay.
Have you seen the picture of this monkey?
I have.
He's
a little more.
They're saying 60 pounds.
Oh.
Right?
That's nice.
He's 80 to 100, right?
If a day. Yeah.
He's pretty obese.
It was not easy to catch him, they said, the wildlife official who went after him, because he's got a bunch of minions. He's got little monkeys working for him and bringing him food. And then he distributes the food to all his little monkey friends.
It sounds like he's not doing much distributing.
Right? He's taking it all for himself.
Eating it all, yeah.
So let's check in with Uncle Fat, shall
we? Or whoever's going to answer the phone.
Right, I assume it's sort of a monkey trainer or something like that, or a veterinarian or somebody on the line. But let's find out more. We go to Bangkok now here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hello there.
Jesus.
Hello.
Kevin.
Kevin and Bean, K-Rock Radio, Los Angeles. Hello there.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, who's this, please?
Hey, surprise, surprise, he's Uncle Fat.
Uncle Fat!
We got Uncle Fat on the line!
No way you could have known that was going to happen.
I'm very surprised and very pleased, actually.
I'm surprised that one of you knew that was going to happen. But you don't care any more about the bit than I do.
Oh, that's not true, Uncle Fat.
It's just whatever now.
Fat, we love it.
Call me Uncle.
Okay, all right. So, Uncle Fat, just to make sure
Give me that hamburger.
Oh.
Give me that.
I thought you were on a strict diet now.
Shut up. I'm hungry.
Okay.
Yeah, I bet you are.
There's a guy walking by with a hamburger. That looks good.
Right.
I want to eat that.
Okay.
I would like to eat that hamburger.
So, just so I understand.
I cannot move. to get the hamburger.
You can't move.
No, look at me.
You're pretty fat.
I'm like 80 pounds.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Big boy.
That's like 35 kilograms.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Uncle Fat, so I understand. Where were you getting all of this?
Sorry. A little reflux.
Okay. Where were you getting all this junk food and soda?
From the tourist.
Mm-hmm. Did you steal it from them, or did they give it to you voluntarily?
Sometimes they give it to me because they think it's funny. Hey, let's feed the monkey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Sometimes
yeah.
they would leave it behind, and then I would have one of my many monkey minions go pick up the soda or the junk food that was left behind by the tourist, and then I would eat it. Or sometimes I'd give some to the little monkey and say, here, kid, don't spend this all in one place. And I'd throw him like a pickle.
Okay. All right. So you must feel terrible then with that junk food diet and being so obese. This is great news for you that they've now put you on a diet.
No, it's not great news for me.
I mean, it's going to be good for you in the long run, though.
I miss my old diet of just mac and cheese and drinking chocolate milk from the Piggly Wiggly.
That does sound good.
It's just my sloppy diet that made me just a horrible, unhealthy person. I miss that.
Right. Uh-huh. But you're going to be healthier, and that's going to be.
Oh, Uncle Fat.
Mm. Wow. That Diet Dr. Pepper coming up.
All right. So, lean protein, fruits, and vegetables twice a day, man.
Boring!
That's...
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I want like a Zagnut bar.
A Zagnut bar?
Or a churro.
That's a very specific choice.
Or I'd like to have some, you know, caramel corn.
Mm-hmm.
Or what else do I like? My favorite. Oh. What, lady? What? What's your problem?
What else do you
what
like?
What else do you love?
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I wish that wasn't happening.
Right? I wish you wish. Imagine how it smells on my end.
No. Oh, right? Man.
Oh, man.
All right. It's time to talk about Catfish Gate here, right? This is unbelievable. I mean, this guy goes to jail, and they say, what are you in for? And he says, throwing a fish onto ice at a hockey game. We can play that. Do we need the reporter? Okay. Here's the news story about the dude.
A Nashville Predators fan faces charges after he threw a catfish onto the ice during last night's game one of the Stanley Cup in Pittsburgh. Jacob Waddell of Nolensville has been charged with possessing instruments of crime.
Okay, now. So that's one charge.
All right.
Possessing instruments of crime.
Disrupting meetings.
Is a charge in Pittsburgh.
A meeting.
What are you in for, Grand Theft Auto? You
disrupted a meeting.
I mean, what do you suppose?
You do that every day, Kevin.
Yes, you do. This guy didn't even take a leaf blower into the sales department. What do you suppose that why is that charge available to the prosecutor in the state of Pennsylvania, disrupting a meeting? What do you think that's about?
I assume it is a catch-all for anybody that they want that's I don't know, protesting. Maybe if somebody's protesting something and they stop a meeting, I think they just probably put a catch-all on the books.
I feel like...
Because there's no meeting going on there.
That's
what
I'm saying.
Sporting event.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that would apply at all, disrupting a meeting. I don't get it. And it's not like the guy... I mean, the guy had bought a ticket. He paid $350 for the ticket, by the way, to be it as a Predators fan, to be in Pittsburgh to see game one of the Stanley Cup. So he wasn't trespassing or anything like that. He wasn't in a place where he shouldn't be.
The charges?
He didn't get down onto the ice. I'm just saying this interrupting a meeting thing just doesn't fly for me.
Possessing instruments of crime, disrupting meetings, and disorderly conduct. Uh-huh. After he launched that catfish over the glass, it's a Nashville tradition during the second period.
Why is it a Nashville tradition after the second in the second period? I'm not positive.
Chip, do you know you watched?
Yeah, I don't think it's traditional in the second period. It happened in the second period. Yeah, that was just bad report.
See. Okay.
No, and it's a play on the octopus with the Detroit Red Wings.
Mm-hmm.
It's their way of saying, hey, we're just like them, except
not
a little
as good.
More country.
Not as good.
With
never
catfish.
Win anything ever, right.
But they never take it on the road. That's the thing. They were in Pittsburgh and they threw
shocking.
So in other words, the guy does the exact same thing down to the minute and down to the foot.
Yes.
If he does it in Nashville, no consequences.
Correct. does it in Pittsburgh,
yep.
gets arrested, and now has all these charges against
him. You can't interrupt a meeting, Bean.
Apparently not. By the way, let me tell you some more details about how he pulled this off, and we're going to be looking for your calls. The dumbest thing you ever got arrested for, that's what we're talking about here. 1-800-520-1067, that's the number to call or text. What's the dumb thing you got arrested for? Like, you still can't believe that that was a charge against you. All right, here's what Mr. Waddell did. So he bought this catfish, all right? And he needed to figure out a way to get it to Pittsburgh and not smell terrible. So he sprayed it down with Old Spice cologne.
Oh, man.
And then threw it into a cooler. Then on game night, he took the fish to his cousin's house, filleted it, and then ran over it with his truck. That made it easier to vacuum pack and conceal. He took out the spine of the fish to make it smaller so that it would be less volume for him to have to hide on his way into an arena.
I got to be honest. I'm looking at the picture. It doesn't look like a catfish. I don't know what it is, but it just
been run over by a truck, who knows what it looks like. But I would think the most difficult part about planning something like this is knowing that there's going to be security getting into the building. Like, they've got to be at a professional sporting event like this. They've got to be looking for trouble with people. You know, they probably are searching you pretty well just to make sure you're not bringing alcohol and stuff in.
Right, exactly, right? Yeah.
So how did he get the fish in? How did he hide the fish in? He originally was going to stash it in his boots, but the fish was too big for that. So he created what is called a catfish underwear sandwich.
Come on.
He put on regular underwear. Then he put the catfish on top of the underwear and then pulled a pair of compression shorts on top of that. Then put a pair of baggy pants on over that.
I mean, that's a lot of work to interrupt the meeting.
It is. Right? Skinny jeans would have showed it off for sure. He said he's lucky that he's a bigger guy. And then he went to the arena, and then when it became time, when he realized he was going to get ready to throw it, then he went to the bathroom and took the fish out, unwrapped it, and then walked back out and threw it onto the ice.
What a weird thing.
It is. Do you think he's happy? You think he's in retrospect,
yes.
Do you think it's a good – he thinks he's
– Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. He's a hero.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's a hero in Nashville. When they go back, they're going to bring him out on the ice.
Like, I'm catfish guy.
So disorderly conduct, disrupting a meeting, and possessing an instrument of crime. So that's the kickoff. We're looking for your calls at 1-800-520-1067. What's the lamest thing that you got arrested for? Let's take John real quick. He's in Monterey Park, line one.
Hey, John. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. How are you doing? Good morning.
Good. You were arrested for something lame. What was it?
Maybe about 15 years ago. I was 19. I was underage. I was in Las Vegas. And I was drinking, of course. And I was walking down Las Vegas Boulevard. Cop pulled me over for public intoxication. He asked me what my birthday was. I couldn't remember my birthday. He asked me what my Social Security was. I didn't remember my Social Security. Finally, he was like, what's your name? I said, John Smith. And he's like, yeah, right. And he arrested me. My name is John Smith.
So yeah, he thought you were being disrespectful by saying your name was John Smith, and that's actually your name.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. So I spent 4 days in Clark County at 19 years old.
Four days?
4 days, yeah, because apparently I didn't have my ID with me, so I guess it's like an FBI kind of background check.
The
weekend. It was a long holiday, so, yeah.
That sounds like a fun weekend for you,
That's
John.
That's unbelievable.
It was great times.
And by the way, is it impossible for you to get a motel or hotel reservation because your name is John Smith? Do people always think you're making it up?
No. I get Pocahontas all the time. My wife's called Jane Doe.
Sure.
Last year we went to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and I was like a rock star over there. it was pretty cool.
I'm not positive you were like a rock star. Did you ever interrupt a meeting?
No, I never interrupted a meeting.
Good for you. Thank you for
all
the
right,
call.
All right, John. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. 1-800-520-1067 to call or to text. The dumbest thing you ever got arrested for. And by the way, Kevin, don't think we forgot. We want to hear your story, too, when we come back on K-Rock.
All right, we are talking about you got arrested for doing something dumb, and we're going to play Weezer in 1 second. But first, where should we go, B?
Let's talk to Billy real quick, Alhambra. He was guilty of being a dumbass, basically, is what he got arrested for.
Hey, Billy.
How you doing, Kevin?
What happened?
You were a dumbass how?
Okay, so me and a bunch of friends were going to sell a bunch of different drugs. They all ditched the drugs in the bushes when they saw a cop turn around.
and I left a joint behind my ear. I was 15 years old, and they arrested me for a joint behind my ear.
Oh, that's there upsetting. You go.
I was like, shoot, it's just a joint. I mean, what are they going to do?
Right, it's just a joint. Because it's just a joint. That's a pretty good defense when you're 15. It's just a joint. Come on, man.
All right. Thanks for the call, Billy. We'll take your calls next time, K-Ray. Hey, did you get arrested for buying that Weezer album from that guy in the van in the parking
lot? No. For $5? What you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, we're taking your calls right now on the dumbest thing you ever got arrested for at 1-800-520-1067. We started thinking about this because of that poor guy in from Nashville who got arrested in Pittsburgh for throwing a fish onto the ice during Stanley Cup Game 1 of the final. And we're thinking, how do you explain that to your cellmate, that's what you're in for, right? From the 949 at 1-800-520-1067. Check this out. I wish Michael were on the phone. I got arrested for yelling bingo at a family bingo game and running up on stage with no pants or underwear. I was in jail for 24 hours.
Why did that happen?
I want to hear that, right? That's awesome.
At a family bingo game.
Yes, I want every detail of that story.
That's wow.
All right, let's – man, we got some good calls, and I promise we'll get to as many as we can, so please hold on if you're kind enough to be on the line. Let's start with Russell. He's in L.A. If he really got arrested for this and the rest of the world didn't, then what was he doing wrong?
Hey, Russell.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks.
You got arrested for what?
Well, technically the charge was misdemeanor vandalism, which makes sense given what it was. But I was 17 years old at the time, and we had friends – group of guys, group of girls would do things back and forth to each other's houses and cars and whatever, sort of the way to flirt and piss off our parents. And we had a friend who was going to be out of town or out for the evening. We knew that. And so three of us got together, jumped the fence to her yard, and were just toilet papering her backyard.
You got caught toilet papering?
Toilet papering someone's yard. And what happened was a neighbor saw three guys in black hoodies jump a fence and called the cops.
Yeah.
And we're back there, you know, wrapping up chairs and throwing it across the pool and having a good time. And I run around the corner, and I'm staring at the barrel of a gun.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, my.
And the guy is just like, and it's like, get on the ground. What are you doing? Get up. You know, like, hands in the air. And we're just like,
we're just teepeeing.
It's just toilet paper.
It's like toilet paper in our hands, and we're all just standing around.
That escalated quickly.
Wow.
Yeah. No, and they brought us in, and ultimately, I don't think we were ultimately charged. We were left, you know, like our parents had to come and pick us up.
Well, they scared the crap out of you. They got the message across. Don't do it anymore, right?
Yeah.
Kevin, how many times did you TP coming up?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, every other weekend during the summer.
I mean,
for sure.
Both of you.
I mean,
for
I would
sure.
both.
Obviously, 100.
Yeah, easily.
Easily. Russell got taken in for it. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. Wow. All right, let's try Brian Long Beach, line 4 up next. Again, we're looking for the dumbest or smallest thing you got arrested for, and I think Brian may be a winner here.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You got arrested for what?
I got arrested for a stray dog that wasn't mine, not having a dog license. So the story is this. Found a dog, kept it for a little bit. It went out in front of my house. It got caught. So I said, yeah, it's mine. Finally, the dog disappeared again. Months go by. I'm picking a friend up off the corner to go to a party. And she's a female. Get pulled over. They say, I go, why'd you pull me over? They go, well, we pulled you over because you're picking up a hooker. I'm like, no, she's my best friend. Oh, we're going to a party.
That's got
to
hurt.
I'm like, what? So when I finally get to the police station and everything, and they're processing me, going through everything, I go, I got to ask, what was the warrant for? I know I've had a lot before because I've driven my car without license plates and everything, but they said, oh, it was for a dog license. I'm like, I don't even have the dog anymore. How is it?
Dog license.
I didn't even think anything of it. And it was Christmas time when it happened, so I'm just like, great. Mom had to bail me out, all that kind of stuff.
I'm assuming this happened a lot to you, Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not arrested, but doing kind of like driving without license and insurance.
Sure,
yeah.
Brian sounds like a quality dumbass. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try Jorge, please. Line 7, Los Angeles. Then after Jorge, I want to hear what Kevin went down for.
I mean, it's just little stuff. Jorge, hi.
Hello, good morning. Hello, Ali.
Hello.
How are you? Well, I got arrested. I know I had to be creepy. I got arrested for stealing my own car.
For stealing your own car?
Did you say for stealing your own car?
Yes. I was driving on the 101, smoking a bowl.
somebody saw me. They reported me. So when the cop pulled me over, he was waiting for me. So when he pulls me over, you know, he notices that the car is reported stolen, I guess. 9 months ago, it was reported stolen. When I bought it, and it was fine for 9 months till I got pulled over. Then I realized it was stolen. They asked me if I had any weapons in the car, and I said, yes, I have two guns. So next thing I know, chopper, cars, you know, cops pointing their guns at me. After 20 minutes of searching the car, they didn't find anything, and they go, hey, where are the guns? And I just flexed my arms, and I go, these guns. So I got arrested for that.
You're stupid. That is just... No. No, no, no.
You did not do Suns Out, Guns Out with the police.
Well, I knew I didn't steal the car, so I was just having fun. But
way too much. Jorge, are you pranking us, or did you really do that to the police?
I don't care.
Check the report, man. I was in LA County Jail for 4 days.
Guys, I know we got a bunch of other calls, but we got how do we end on Jorge? Jorge's the winner.
Oh. We have a winner.
Well done. LA NOC's alternative rock. This is the world famous K Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53.
Hey, check the report, man. That's what Jorge taught
us.
That
guy was great.
Check the report. But, Kevin, we were all so dazzled by his story, and right ahead of Ralph Schulbe's beat here on the Kevin Bean Show for Wednesday, we didn't hear about you getting arrested for mooning. How did that happen?
I was mad at my little league team or something, and we drove by and we mooned, and there was a cop sitting right there, and he pulled us over, and they took us home, and they gave me a ticket, and they made my mom, they told my mom what I was doing. It was a little embarrassing because I got a ticket for mooning.
Lit a field on fire. That was a different story.
That sounds a little more serious.
Yeah, that's not.
What's the penalty when you expose your bare ass in public? What do they do? Community service or something? Or
I don't remember. That's all starting to just meld together in my high school years.
Ralph, are we surprised that Kevin got arrested for mooning?
No.
Ralph, ahead of the showbiz, this guy says he got arrested for flipping someone off. Can you get arrested for that? The guy texted us that.
I'm surprised by that.
You got arrested for flipping someone off?
That sounds like protected free speech, I would think. But then so is your butt.
Right?
Right? So I don't know. I don't understand the laws anymore.
All right.
Let's take a look at the showbiz beat here on the Kevin Bean Show. What's going on?
Reminding folks, Friday night at 10 p.m., Hollywood Babylon returns to the stage of the Improv on Melrose. No. Me and Kevin Smith taking the stage, talking about all things showbizy. We have a pretty good time. I think you will, too. You can go to improv.com. to get your tickets for Friday's show at 10 p.m. And heads up, down in there in Orange County, we're coming to Irvine next weekend on the 10th, Saturday the 10th. We're going to be down there at the Irvine Improv. So look forward to seeing all the OC people. I haven't been down there in a while with Babylon.
Whatever it is that you're selling here, I'm not buying it.
George Clooney's already learning that fatherhood means a lot of sacrifice. He co-founded the Aurora Prize for Awakening Humanity. And this year, that prize went to Dr. Tom Katena, who served 150,000 patients in war-ridden Sudan.
Wow.
But unfortunately, George Clooney could not be at the ceremony to present Dr. Katena with his award because he said his wife, Amal, said she would not let him come home if she gave birth while he was away. If she had the twins and he was not there to help out, he was just not coming home.
I mean, I feel like that's probably fair.
That probably is. Yeah. Anyway, the good doctor's now $1.1 million richer for his charitable services. And George and Amal are patiently waiting for their twins to arrive. So she wouldn't have had it anyway. He could have gone and been back.
I don't think you want to risk that.
Just hold your legs together until George gets back. He's the Clune dog. You're such a lucky lady lawyer.
Ralph wants to be married to George Clooney so bad.
Luckiest woman in the world. She gets Clooney.
I wonder if George Clooney's twins will grow up and marry Beyonce's twins. Wouldn't that be amazing?
This has been the worst day of my life. Worst day of my life.
Well, if you hate love, I mean, that's on you.
Right? Why do you hate love?
I love love. I love Heart. The band Heart. You know the band Heart? Legendary band Heart?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it's all over for Heart.
Oh, does it? They've been on the outs, right?
Yes.
What happened?
Well,
I didn't know they were still together.
Anne and Nancy Wilson, the sisters, the Wilson sisters.
Yeah?
Barracuda!
Right?
Right?
Have they been together?
Crazy on you! Right?
Right?
They, Ann Wilson did an interview. She said, we have no plans right now with Hart. We're on a creative walkabout. We're doing solo things this year. We need to let it breathe. We haven't made any plans one way or the other. She's doing everything but saying, I'll never talk to her again. See, the problem is one of those family things, Kevin.
Oh.
Where Ann's husband, Dean, pled guilty to beating up Nancy Wilson's twin teenage sons on a tour bus last summer.
No.
And so the Wilson sisters have reportedly not spoken since. And so
and they're calling that a creative walkabout?
Creative walkabout, yes. This is a nice way of saying, if I ever see that bitch again, I'm going to scratch her eyes out. So it looks like that band is finished. However, you'll be happy to know that some families are going to be working together again. Some families, like the Warner Brothers and their sister Dot, are going to be... No? We're not doing that?
I mean, you can. If you
what
give
happened?
Us...
Where? This girl's walking out. She's storming out as if this is not going to happen.
If you give us 30 seconds, it will.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I don't know. She looked like she abandoned ship, Kevin.
That little girl who works here,
she ran out of the building.
She did run.
I don't think anything's going to happen in 30 seconds.
I'm telling you it is.
Why?
Is that a new audio delivery system where we need 30 seconds heads up before
I'm ready.
We play anything?
Is it steam powered? Do we have to throw some wood into the engine?
It's a long, boring story, but I'm ready now. Do the story.
The Warner Brothers and their sister Dot, better known as the Animaniacs, are coming back to television.
It's time for Animaniacs. We're saving to the max.
That was well timed.
So just sit back and relax. You'll laugh and you'll laugh. We're Animaniacs.
The original
series. You want me to keep playing it or no?
The original series, which of course soared to popularity. Only 99 episodes, by the way, aired back in the 1990s. Was shown in its entirety on Netflix last year, amassing a brand new passel of fans.
Hmm.
And it looks like they're going to go into production again. There's no update on where the new series would land once it's finished, but it could be Netflix, or it could be the CW, or it could be any number of outlets. But the award-winning series...
It's a cartoon?
Won 8-time Emmys. Yes, Kevin, it's a cartoon.
All right, just checking.
Pinky and the Brain. Slappy Squirrel.
The Good Feathers.
The Good Feathers. Nuff! What are we going to do, Brain?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Take over the world.
Come on, Kevin.
Come on, Kevin.
Fix your goddamn life.
All right, I'll look it up.
Anyway, everyone's excited. The Animaniacs are coming back, and except for people who don't want us to play the theme song and then run out of the building. I don't understand what that is about.
Chip took it hard, didn't she?
She just ran for it. Today's celebrity birthdays. Clint Eastwood is 87 years old today. Actress Leah Thompson is 56. Brooke Shields is 52. Remember that time Kevin hung up on Brooke Shields? It just feels like it was yesterday.
Follow Ms. Shields on Twitter, at Brooke Shields. Hey, thanks for the time. We enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
It's Cerritos Town Square's 2-week Black Friday sale going on now.
Oh, man.
That particular one hurts.
Kevin, God damn it.
You have no problem with all the other people you've hung up on, but that one hurts?
I mean, I don't...
Paul McCartney, Bono, the other legends maybe that you've disrespected?
I do feel bad for hanging up on everybody. But she kept talking during the commercials.
She was not finished with the conversation.
And we isolated it, and she was actually giving us a compliment.
Yeah.
And then...
Talk about how she was listening to the show whenever she's done. Let's hear it without the commercials.
And then,
her
life just goes out of her.
Just follow me, Shields, on Twitter, at Brooke Shields. Hey, thanks for the time. We enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I listen when I'm in L.A. I listen to you guys.
Aww. I listen to you guys.
I'm sorry.
It's a shame you don't listen to me.
That's my bad.
I'm still talking. She was thinking. Colin Farrell's 41 years old today. And Andy Hurley, Fall Out Boy drummer, turns 37. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You don't feel like the band has that covered?
It's good sound.
That was a choice,
nice
man.
Work.
Hey, speaking of Radiohead... new song from Radiohead on Friday, we're being told.
New song from Radiohead.
Yeah.
New song from Lord.
Yeah.
On Friday.
Wow.
Looking forward to both.
Right.
It's a 9:39 time for a final look at the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday morning. Here's Ralph.
Declaring war on AMP. Is that okay?
AMP radio?
Yeah. I'm going to start carpet bombing that side of the building.
Oh, shit. Here we go. It's on.
Yep.
Race war.
Not really a race war, per se.
Race war's on, everybody. It's
not
going
really.
Down! It's going down!
No sleep.
Come on! Race war.
A lot of whitey over there. It's not really a race war.
Are they playing too much Selena Gomez for your taste, or what's happening?
Nope.
Amp is in the building.
Amp is in the building.
And what's the problem?
They don't know how to fill up the goddamn coffee pot after they empty it. That's what the problem is.
So they're drinking the coffee and they're not filling it
back
up.
How many years have I been talking about this? The rude BS of someone who would go into a kitchen, a shared kitchen, and empty a coffee pot into their cup, and then, get this, not only put the empty pot back, but then turn off the burner. Turn off the burner as well. So it's like, good luck, everybody. It's like the shift change at a blackjack table. It's like, you got to start from scratch. You got to come in. You got to put the filter in. You got to put the coffee grounds. Turn on the machine. The whole nine yards.
Now
they're just killing the whole process and walking out.
Now, do you think their
hot cup of coffee.
Do you think they're doing that on purpose, or they think that
how
it's...
How could they not, Kevin? They're turning the machine off. See what I'm saying?
So it's on.
You realize what I'm saying? By that step, it's one thing to put the pot back and go, oh, I didn't know how much was in the pot.
Right.
They're turning the machine off, the burner off, because they know the pot is empty, and they don't want the pot to burn.
Okay.
So they actively turn the burner off.
Got it.
So what they're saying is, I've acknowledged that I've emptied this pot of coffee, and I'm not going to allow the burner to singe the bottom of it. I'm going to turn the machine off, and then I'm going to slowly back out of the kitchen because I'm an evil douchebag. I'm just saying.
What form of war?
I've been talking about it forever. The signs have gone up. It's been a thing, and now it's war.
And what form is that war going to take?
We're
going to bomb their carpet?
I don't tell my secret plans, okay? I've got a secret plan to beat Amp. And I'm not going to reveal it because I don't like the leaks, okay? No more leaks.
Do you have any idea who on the staff over there at 97.1 FM is responsible?
It's probably Daly, Carson Daly.
Right?
Right?
I don't think he's here.
Seems like that guy. Really?
He seems like a coffee...
He's a coffee turner-offer.
Right. A burner killer.
Right?
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 The worst.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Right?
Daly's the worst.
So we don't know. We don't have a suspect.
We have no idea.
Somebody who's not on our show is all
you know.
I
don't even think it's one person. I think it's a culture. It's a culture of neglect over there.
Is that right?
It's a culture of evil.
Maybe a memo went out to everybody over there, and they're like, let's F with K-Rock.
I think it's just the whole Amp mentality is just F everybody else. Because, Lady Gaga over here. Check me out. Adriana Grande. Wherever the F they're playing over there those days. Whatever. Teeny bopper music they're playing over there in goddamn Amp. They're just, we rule the world. Oh, look at us. Ooh, hey, did you see The Voice last night with our boss on it? We own television, too. F those douchebags. It's war.
This is one coffee pot too far.
You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me. Goddamn Amp.
So what's your plan, Ralph?
Plan is start hosting American Idol. That's what I'm going to do. Take it to the streets.
Doesn't seem like war. It.
Voice versus American Idol, baby.
Yeah.
You're going to crush it.
Hey, this is a dumb question, perhaps, but do we not have room to just have a coffee pot on our side of the building? There's no place we could put one?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. What does he care, man? He's on the island with his chocolate milk. He doesn't care about the problems of the working man.
I think he'll support us in our war.
No, he won't. You know the billionaires are.
You're going to be on our side with the war.
100% Warren Buffett doesn't care about the guy who's
on
working
side.
On the slave line. Right?
I don't know what the slave light is,
but I am
100% on your side, Ralph.
If somebody
is doing that, that is completely inappropriate office behavior.
They're in the mansion on the island. What do you care? You're drinking melted gold out of a cup. What do you care?
Are you doing that? Because that sounds cool.
Working man has no coffee.
So it's on with Carson? Is that what we're saying?
It's a war. Just saying, the war.
I mean, ultimately, he is the king of the castle over there this time of day. So whether it's him personally or not, he's responsible for what his people
because
are doing.
The orders are coming straight from him.
Probably so, yes.
Called Feifei, right? That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Speaking of American
I like to
Idol.
Punch him in the face.
Speaking of American Idol, yes. Katy Perry, as we mentioned, is getting $25 million to be a judge on that show.
Yeah.
This may be a bit of a sticking point in the return of Ryan Seacrest, they're saying.
How come?
Because Seacrest was offered 10 to come back and host.
That's a tremendous amount of money to host that show.
Not enough.
But he's not Katy Perry.
Well, that's what the point is. Is Katy Perry worth $25 million to that show versus Ryan Seacrest only be worth $10 million to host that
show? I would
show?
Say absolutely.
I would, too. But there are those in the industry who doubt that, whether she is She is worth that to the franchise. They say maybe half the entire budget for all the talent on the show is what she's getting. They have 50 to spend, period, and they're giving it half to Katy Perry.
I don't really watch that show, but aren't the judges pretty much everything?
The contestants and the judges.
I think
Ryan stays out of the way well.
I think with Katy Perry's draw,
yeah,
that show has a lot more chance of success than if they got...
I agree.
Cara DiGuardio, whoever the F... That person was a judge, by the way, on American Idol.
Yeah, she
you
was.
May not remember, but that person was a judge.
Yeah, I don't...
Right.
I don't
exactly.
know that person.
Exactly. That's why they're spending $25 million on Katy Perry.
All right.
But Seacrest hasn't signed. He will not come back to host because apparently it's a sticking point in the negotiations. They're saying, look, we'll give you $10 million. And he's like, hey, hey, who got those roses? Or whatever he says.
Those fake rose bits?
Yes.
Isn't it weird to think about, and this is true, that another $10 million a year to Ryan Seacrest wouldn't change his life that much? He could take it or leave it.
I'll do
point,
it
right?
for nine.
I will do
just
it for eight.
I just want to put that out.
How about
oh.
that? Ha-ha! I just undercut Kevin.
Had it. Had it for one you second. Did.
You were the host of American Idol for just a second there, Kevin. And I came and ripped it out from under you.
It hurts me.
Do we know who else? Is it Keith Urban or Jennifer Lopez or whoever else they used to have? Is anyone coming back from
no,
the old show?
No word on who the other judges are. Apparently no one's been signed yet other than Katy Perry.
Jennifer Lopez is doing her little dance.
Yeah, she won't be back. She's all in bed with NBC these days. She's got her show on Shades of Blue, and she's got
Dance-a-palooza.
Dance.
I don't know the name of it.
Dance Globe Dance.
I think it's Dance World or something.
It's the Globe of Dance.
The Globe of Dance.
And so she will not be on ABC, I'm sure. We'll keep you posted. All I care about is that it crushes the voice in that goddamn Carson Daly. That's all I care about. Whoever they put in there, I just hope it just demolishes them.
Ralph, you've been a little grouchy today. Is it because of the coffee? Is that the problem?
Oh, no. That's not the problem.
Okay.
No.
That's giving you an out.
We all know what the problem is. 007! Passing of Sir Roger Moore hit a lot of us. But you're happy to know that the good friends at AMC Theaters are doing a double feature of James Bond, Roger Moore films to celebrate his life. And it starts today at the AMC Theaters, 531. That's today at 6 p.m. They're going to show back-to-back The Spy Who Loved Me and For Your Eyes Only. It's pretty awesome. And then on the 4th, Sunday, at 2 p.m., they're doing the same double feature. So if you've never seen a James Bond film up on the big screen, The Spy Who Loved Me and For Your Eyes Only are two good ones to take a look at. You can go to AMC, of course, any of the AMCs here in California, the Burbank, Century City, Covina, Orange, Puente Hills, Rolling Hills, Santa Anita, Universal City Walk 19. There's a lot of them. Alhambra's got the Atlantic Times Square. So,
Allie, are you going to go? Or are you just going to watch them at home again?
I love For Your Eyes Only.
She's got them constantly on a loop in her
right?
house. It's
right.
just it's ridiculous.
Can't watch any more James Bond
like
than she's already watching.
Into MI6,
yes.
where she lives.
Wait, she's never seen one of them.
Oh, that's right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Clint Eastwood's 87 years old today. Leah Thompson is 56. DMC. Daryl McDaniels from Run DMC is 53 years old today. Phil Kogan's 50 years old today. Brooke Shields is 52. Colin Farrell's 41. Andrew Hurley from Fall Out Boy is 37 years old today. Waka Flocka Flame is 31. And Azalea Banks celebrates her 26th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning is Thursday morning. That means we talk sports with Jim Rome. We're also going to talk about the NBA Finals with R.J. Bell in Las Vegas. We have Dr. Drew on Thursdays and a woman who marries a train station tomorrow on K-Rock.